Welcome, everyone. Yep, it's the good stuff, Mike and Kim, along with you to share a few good thoughts coming your way.
Indeed, that's right. And first off, let's kick it off with Tri-State Livestock News. They're good stuff. You want to discover more about knowledge all to do with ranching, farming? You need to go to the Cattleman's publication. It delivers comprehensive agriculture coverage, and it has been doing this for decades, people. They know what they're doing. You need to connect with them. Become a partnership with them. A team of unmatched journalists and experts work tirelessly to ensure you receive accurate, timely information. TSLN.com, that's where you subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come on down for the Cadusa Cook-Off. Yep, we've got a big barbecue cook-off coming up on September 6th. Capping it all off that night is a concert by Kate Watson. You can find out more at visitvalentine.com. You can enter the contest.
I was just going
like
to say, yeah. Come on down and enter the contest.
If you've got a good meats provided by the Valentine Chamber of Commerce, and you can find out more details again by going to their website. But it's September 6th, folks, all day long in the Valentine City Park, the Cadusa Cook-Off. Kim, what are you sharing for the good stuff?
I'm sharing a poem called Max, and this is by Mikey Van Winkle of Wood Lake, Nebraska. My sweet little dog, Max, long hair, black eyes and nose, wins the heart of everyone wherever he goes. He was a college dog that came home for the summer, but when the year resumed, for some reason or another, he couldn't further his education. He had to stay with us. It's like he had to miss the proverbial school bus. The first time Jim laid eyes on him, he said, "I must be drinking. Rayleigh, we live on a ranch. He's white. What are you thinking?" But over the years, now he's been here for 14, give or take, he's definitely the boss man. To that, there's no mistake. He's had his share of mishaps. A mule once got him down. He was so broken up, he couldn't make a trip to town. But he's so little and might his lives exceed the nine. Within a week or two, he was carousing the ranch just fine. You see, he has a mission, and that's to keep a guard. And this he does every day from his rounds out in the yard. Once Jim was in the shower and he heard quite a noise. Little Max was taking on a coyote. To him, he was deployed. Jim knew it would be instant death, but the coyote got confused. Seeing Jim run with only a towel probably got him amused. Max was so proud, thinking he'd chased the coyote away, but he lived to have an encounter that happened another day. Actually, it was night and we were sleeping in our bed. When he wants outside, he moves around and walks on top of our head. Jim let him out. I heard a yell, and then I heard a shot. Jim said, "I think the coyotes got him in the calving lot." Rushing outside, I was distraught. I knew he would be dead. But here he staggered through tall grass, coyote slobbers on his head. We picked him up and rushed him home, stickers head to toe. We laid him out to breathe his last and quietly let him go. But little dogs who weigh 8 pounds are tougher than you think. And only the gods of little dogs keep them from the brink. To this it was a wonder, to me it was a query. He's the only reason I've taken the rabies series. Speaking of God and miracles, you know we've had a few. This involves an airplane and a man that old Max knew. When Jim came home from the hospital, destined to his chair, Max sat with him day and night to show how much he cared. His master was in pain. Max recalled the pain he'd had. To Jim, he was a savior, a living, breathing heating pad. Max's latest encounter involves a coon at night who must have come too close to the house. Then there was a fight. His little leg was chewed on. We took him to the vet. Now he's home. He's doing okay. His leg ain't right yet, but still he makes his rounds. His eyesight is real poor. Sometimes he seems to forget which direction is the door. His little joints are getting stiff. His bladder cannot wait. His hearing is going fast, but his humans can relate. He's earned his stripes. He's earned his stars. To him, we owe a debt. We let him keep the ranch safe because he ain't done here yet. He now is only 6 pounds and he's really, really old, but he still has a spirit and his story still being told. So when you come to visit, you have to drive in real slow. Little Max will greet you. He'll be putting on a show. You'll hear his bark. You'll wonder what on earth could make that sound. But then you'll see it's just old Max, 7 inches from the ground. This little ball of fluff is life-changing, but all the while, we remember back to younger days and regard them with a smile. We wonder what would happen. We think about a maybe if daughter would have brought home for us a college baby.
Thanks, Mikey, for sharing that with us. And that's the good stuff.